More than 5 million low-income Americans across the country are not applying for a federal tax credit that they are due. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom has launched a new program to find people who would qualify for the federal benefit and give them a cash award when they apply. The project helps the poor, and it is an attempt to bring millions of unclaimed federal dollars back to the local economy. From member station KALW in San Francisco, Kristen Viederholt reports.
It's drop-in day at a community center in San Francisco where volunteers help low-income individuals do their taxes.
If you fill these applications out, you can get this money back in September approximately.
Natalie Moore is here today. She has four children and earns less than $26,000 a year. A few years ago, she started applying for a federal anti-poverty program that cuts taxes for low-income families. It's known as the Earned Income Tax Credit, or EITC. When she went to file her taxes this year, she found out that she can get an extra $200 or $300 from the city just for filling out one more form.
It means that I could take care of my bills. I could buy children little things that they need. You know, they do eat a lot. They do go in and out of clothes. So it helps, you know, with their future plans as well.
Moore knew about the EITC, but there are an estimated 10,000 people in San Francisco who didn't apply for the federal credit last year. Ron McLish is one of them, but this year he heard about the EITC and the extra cash kickback from the city and has already applied.
Oh, it means a lot, especially living in the Bay Area, so yeah, it does help. Anything helps.
The city is trying to get the message out to people like McLish. Officials and community groups have launched a broad public outreach campaign in several languages. City Treasurer Jose Cisneros says he hopes these and other efforts will bring the $12 million federal dollars that went uncollected last year back into San Francisco.
And we'd hate to see that money being left unclaimed again this year because it could do so much good for low-income families and individuals here in San Francisco.
But critics of the Do Good program say it's more about burnishing the mayor's image than helping the poor. Howard Epstein, the vice chair of the San Francisco Republican Party, says the city is already cash-strapped and doesn't have $3 million for what he calls a de facto welfare program.
I think that the taxpayers of San Francisco, both the citizens and the corporate taxpayers, deserve a little something every now and then, like to get the streets repaired and whatever services they need. This just seems very ill-advised and ill-timed.
City Treasurer Cisneros acknowledges that every dollar spent right now should be carefully considered. That's why the city's trying to match the $3 million already budgeted for the Working Families Credit with private funds. H&R Block donated $1 million, and city officials are trying to raise $2 million more from other private companies.
There's an extra need here in San Francisco if you're trying to survive, especially if you're trying to survive on a very low wage or a very low salary for your family. So we wanted to do something to help make that task of those families a little easier.
Over 5,000 families have applied for the city credit so far, out of an estimated 20,000 that are eligible. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Viederholt in San Francisco.